Moncrief on News Talk.
In some parts of Italy, some people are set to have their houses bought by compulsory purchase and then knocked down as plans move ahead to build the largest suspension bridge in the world, connecting the Italian mainland to Sicily. It's a project that Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni is particularly keen on and will cost over 13 billion euro. But will it add an economic boost to that part of the country? We're joined by Nick Pisa, senior reporter global for Mail Online. Good afternoon, Nick.
Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Who's been the big pusher behind this plan? Is it particularly Meloni's idea?
Basically, in essence, yes. She's very keen to drive this huge infrastructure project forward. As you said in your introduction there, this will link the island of Sicily to the mainland of Italy, specifically between the towns of Messina in Sicily and Villa San Giovanni down towards Calabria, in the toe of Italy, if you like. But this is a project that has been going on for hundreds of years, or an idea, sorry, I should say, that's been contemplated for hundreds of years. And even the Romans thought about it back in the day, and then it's been resurrected at various times through the centuries, and most recently by Berlusconi, the late Italian Prime Minister, as well. Twice, two projects were put forward, but then dismissed. And now, as you say, Giorgia Meloni, very keen for it to go ahead. She says that it will start building later this year and that plans are in progress. But I'd be very, very surprised if this actually, if we see a stone being laid on this project, because it is such a huge development, or such a huge project. And it is also, I think, fraught with many, many possible problems.
Would one of those problems be the part of Italy it's going to be located, or it might be located in, if it goes ahead, that being, you know, there's so much kind of organized crime down there?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have that aspect as well, the organized crime aspect, because Sicily, as you and your listeners will know, is the home of the Sicilian Mafia. Then over the other side of the water, you have the 'Ndrangheta, which is part of the Calabrian organized crime families. And there is already a great deal of speculation, but also I think it's likely, because this is most likely to happen, that they will try and skim off construction contracts, the logistics, transport of materials down there if it goes ahead, the supply chains, you know, bringing down the material, the pylons, the concrete needed to build this project. But also as well, geophysically, that part of the Mediterranean down there is so lively with earthquakes. They have small earthquakes there every 4 or 5 days. And there was a huge one down there in 1908, specifically in Messina, which killed more than 120,000 people. So, I mean, you have to bear this in mind as well, because the area is very prone to earthquakes. And in fact, a few days ago, the Institute for the INGV, which is the Istituto Nazionale Geovolcanico, that's the Italian Institute for National Geophysics and Volcanology, published a report saying, saying that that area was really fraught with earthquakes, and that any bridge that was built there had to withstand an earthquake of magnitude 7.8, which is more than what happened to, which is higher magnitude than the 1908 Messina earthquake. So, you know, you have to think about that as well if you're going to go ahead and build this bridge, which will span best part of 2.5 miles. It's a phenomenal project. And, you know, if it happens, hats off to her. But I really do have my doubts.
Is it at the point now where there are detailed plans of what this bridge will look like? And indeed, are those designs take into account, as you said, the prevalence of earthquakes there?
Oh, yeah. You know, the plans are there. There's a very slick, swish-looking video as well that you can download on the Institute of Ministry of Infrastructure in Rome. There's also the local regional government down there in Sicily that's got this very slick video. It shows a six-lane highway, and there'll also be a train track running either way on it as well. So the plans are there, and they're saying that building work will start in 2026. The Italy's Court of Auditors, who are sort of are the ones who control the finances and look at budgets, did actually kick this project into touch just before Christmas. But the Italian government, Meloni and her cabinet, have said, no, let's go for it. And they have resurrected it. And the Italian infrastructure minister, Matteo Salvini, intends to be in Messina next month at a rally saying that this project should go ahead because it will bring tens of thousands of jobs to the area. But as you said in your introduction there, there are going to be 500 families who are going to lose their, 500 houses that are going to have to be compulsory purchased to make way for this bridge if it goes ahead. So there is a lot of local opposition down there. There's a group down there called No Ponte, which means in Italian, no bridge. And they've organised a counter demonstration as well. They're highlighting the fact that 13.5 billion euros is a lot of money to be spent on this bridge. And that area of southern Italy is really underdeveloped. It's economically a lot poorer than the north of Italy, which is where you have all the main financial institutions, banking institutions, where the real powerhouse of Italy is. And they're saying, well, hold on a minute, that 13.5 million euros, let's spend it on projects down here in the south, which will benefit the whole of the area. Let's improve the roads, let's improve the schools, let's improve the hospitals. But it seems to be falling on deaf ears because they do want to go ahead with this bridge, by the sounds of it.
Yeah. Is there any calculation on the part of Meloni and her colleagues in government that this will be a vote getter in that part of the country? It doesn't sound it from what you're saying.
I don't think it will, because you have the mayor of Villa San Giovanni, who's actually against this project. She's saying, I can't see how it will bring any benefit to the local area, because you're going to have all these designers and surveyors, constructors, who are all going to be coming down from the north of the country, from Milan, from Rome, from elsewhere, because they just don't have that technical expertise to build this project down there. So whether it be a vote getter, I just can't see it happening. I mean, you already have a decent infrastructure system in place there to get people from Villa San Giovanni, from the mainland, onto the island. I know it may be a bit long, laborious and time-consuming, but it's worked for many, I've taken it myself, many hundreds of years. It's a ferry. There's ferries that run through the night from Villa San Giovanni over to Messina. It takes half an hour, 35 minutes or so. And in fact, you can also take the train. The train rolls on there and you get off at the other end as well, So, I mean, this bridge is 2.5 miles long. I really will be surprised if it does go ahead, but all credit to her if she thinks she can get it to be built.
Finally, then, Nick, if it is if the project is cancelled, who will hit it on the head?
Well, again, presumably it will have to go to, there'll be a final audit again. We'll have to go to the, they'll have to represent the budget to the Corte dei Conti, the Court of Auditors, to say whether it will go ahead or not. And also, one can also expect possibly some opposition from the, some voices of contention from the opposing parties as well, because I think the environmental parties, the green parties, are also expressing their opposition to this bridge being built. But I think basically you have to think in the long term, the logistics, the actual process, the labour, the construction cost. I think maybe they're going to maybe wake up one day and think, actually, hold on, is this such a good idea?
Yeah. Nick, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Nick Pisa there, senior reporter with Mail Online.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.